From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Gary Jean Nanny, a former U.S. tank operator, appeared before Judge Prill on Huron County Court Monday for violating the terms of his probation. Nanny was found to have consumed alcohol on his birthday, breaching the conditions of his delayed sentence. As a result, the court revoked and delayed sentence and ordered him to serve 120 days in a Huron County jail, with credit for 32 days already served. His probation remains in effect following the completion of his jail term. Nanny is required to report to the county jail no later than 8 a.m. Monday, December 8th. Cold wintry weather, brisk for pets as well as for people. Experts say pet owners need to be prepared. Sweaters, coats, and booties can be helpful accessories to reduce the risk of frostbite and hypothermia on your pets. Depending on the breed, size, and age of the pet, veterinarians recommend limiting outdoor time and being safe around open flames. Avoid encounters with de-icing salt and antifreeze, which have toxic if when ingested by a small animal in small amounts. Experts also suggest stocking up on essentials like extra food and medication in case of a power outage, road closures, or a blizzard. Sanilac County Community Mental Health has donated $1,066 to Aspire Rural Health Systems for their PCUPS program, which stands for Prostate Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening Program. The contribution will directly support prostate cancer awareness, prevention, and accessibility screening services for residents across mid-Michigan and Michigan's Thumb area. The program provides financial assistance for prostate cancer education and prevention efforts, as well as free PSA screening and grant support for eligible community members. The American Cancer Society estimates that 1 out of 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Early detection is key, so education remains critical in improving the outcomes. And we'll be right back after this word.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
A man has entered a guilty plea related to a crash that killed a 10-year-old Amish child. Logan Thomas, 30, of Vicksburg, entered a plea of guilty to operating while intoxicated, causing death, enhanced as a fourth habitual offender, making the offense punishable by life in prison, St. Joseph County Prosecutor Deborah Davis said. The charges stem from a fatal crash. Traffic crash on the morning of December 2nd, 2024 on Banker Street in Sherman Township near Sturgis. Thomas was driving a 1988 Chevy 1500 pickup when he struck a group of 4 Amish children riding bicycles on their way to school. Anthony Miller, 10, of Sherman Township, was injured and pronounced dead at the scene. Toxicology revealed that Thomas is under the influence of methamphetamines, fentanyl, morphine at the time of the collision. This tragedy was entirely preventable, said Davis, the prosecutor. Driving under the influence endangers everyone on the roadway and will not be tolerated in St. Joseph County. Our office remains committed to seeking justice for Anthony and his family and to holding offenders fully accountable for their choices. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.